Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
All right. You're listening to Terry Wixom Outdoors, which is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. If you're kayaking, fishing, hunting, camping, even grilling, stop by one of Jack's five locations. They've got everything you need. Let's go right to the phones, and somebody who will, even if the clouds roll in, we'll put sunshine in our day. She's from Bar Lake, Michelle Siebert. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and I bet you're doing pretty good out there, too. You've got a beautiful park out there. Sometimes, well, I used to say your park gets a little underutilized. People don't recognize it, but that's kind of changed this year, hasn't it?
Yes, we've been super busy. There's been lots of people getting outside. We've enjoyed seeing everybody.
And if, you know, and just as a side note, before we get to what's going on, you guys still, I'm telling everybody in the parks, you know, a lot of people have different work schedules or working at home. Take advantage of these things during the week because there's a little less crowds and sometimes a little more, you can have a little more fun. So weekdays are a little better, I would expect, right?
Yeah. So come out on the weekdays. It's not as busy as the weekends. You know, we're open 7 days a week to come out and enjoy the vast outdoors.
Now, that being said, you have stuff going on all the time, and I want to get to some of your programs and things, but let's first of all, what's the water condition? Bar Lake is an irrigation lake. We've had a lot of hot, dry weather. I would assume you're getting drawn down pretty heavily.
Yeah, the boat ramp is still open, so that's good news. They are taking out a lot of water. We got rain the last 2 days, so that's a good thing. So as always, check our Facebook or our website for conditions, but our boat ramp is still open. It's a good idea to always be aware of shallow areas because the water levels are going down. We'll see what happens. The boat ramp could hopefully last till the end of August. We'll just have to wait and see.
Right, and we are predicted to get some pretty good rain the next few days. We'll see how that goes. But even then, of course, shore fishing is always great out there. I've heard the fishing overall, they've been catching some big wipers out there.
They have. You know, this year we've really seen some big wipers, walleye. They're catching some perch. We've even seen some crappie come out. It's just been a really great year.
Well, it's always a good fishing year. Of course, the regulations, it has to be 10 horse or less on a boat, right?
It is, yeah. If you have a bigger motor, we ask that you just keep it up and don't use it, but you can just have a kicker, an electric motor to come out to Bar Lake.
Yep. In fact, some of our kids were out there and grandkids were out there yesterday in a boat with an electric and a 5-horse motor, and haven't had a chance to talk to find out how they did. But it's just great. Also great for kayaks and paddle boards because it ends up being wakeless because of the motor size. You do get some wind, though, at occasion, I understand.
You know, we do. So we're on the Eastern Plains, so you just have to, you know before you go. And when you see that storm coming in, just come to shore. We've had an increase in the paddle sports this year. But, yeah, just be careful and watch the weather.
Now, you have a great archery range out there. And I was talking to the guys before you out at the new Cameo facility out on the West Slope, and they have added archery to their shooting out there. But you have a regular and a 3D range, I believe, at Bar Lake. And, you know, Nate Zielinski, who you know very well, we're big, big proponents of the 3D ranges, especially with archery hunting season coming. Tell us about your archery facilities.
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, we started our range in 2013. So we have a standing range that goes from 10 to 100 yards. And then we have our 3D range that there's 10 stations. We have a stegosaurus, an alligator, an elk, a deer, all sorts of things you can shoot at. And it's a different, you know, you're down in a ravine or it's on top of the ravine. So just a really great opportunity to get out, especially if you're, you know, you're going to go archery hunting. And one thing about our range, there's no extra fee to use it. you just pay your park pass, or if you have an annual pass, it's free. So it's great to come out and enjoy.
Now, one thing, we didn't tell people where Bar Lake is located. There's probably some listeners that don't know. Why don't you describe the location and describe the park a little?
Yeah, we did forget that. So we're just 25 minutes east of Denver. So we're in Brighton, Colorado. We're right off the I-76, so we're a quick day trip. But just a little bit about Bar Lake. The whole southern end is a wildlife refuge. We've had nesting bald eagles since 1986. We have a trail that goes all the way around the lake. It's 8.8 miles. You can hike, bike, or horseback ride. We have a wonderful nature center. We have picnic areas. So there's just a lot to do to come out for the day.
Oh, there really is. And even when the water gets drawn down, you get stocked with trout. As we get into the fall and it cools off, you get some pretty good trout fishing from shore there, if I remember right.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, once if the boat ramp does close, we'll still do hand launch. So you can launch your canoe or kayak still. So, yeah, so shore fishing really does get better here in the fall. So
now you've COVID put a lot of kibosh on some of the programs and things, but a lot of parks are starting up programs again. Are you starting your programs up now?
We have. The last 2 weeks we've been doing some junior rangers, some archery programs. We have a couple events coming up in August. We have a health and fitness expo that's sponsored by the Brighton Chamber of Commerce. So there'll be different booths that you can go and learn information about being outdoors. And then we're going to have a drive-in movie sponsored by the Friends of Bar Lake. So, you know, we're really taking into account all the COVID regulations and want everyone to stay healthy and safe. So you'll have to have a reservation for everything, every program we do, because it's going to be limited on the number of people. So you'll go to our website or our Facebook page to register for any of those events.
A drive-in movie, huh? So I'll drive in. I bet I have to bring my own popcorn, though.
Yeah, you have to bring your own popcorn. And we're even doing it where you sit in your car and then you get it on your radio station. So.
Well, that sounds pretty awesome. That'll be fun. That sounds like a great event. Michelle, we're out of time. We got to run, but I think the message we're trying to get out is with people getting outdoors, they have a great resource in Bar Lake that's, you know, probably less than a half hour from where they live if they're in the metro area, and you can fish, you can walk, you can bird watch, you can animal watch, you even have some hunting later on in the fall, and there's just numbers of programs. It's just a great place to be. Thank you for joining us, Michelle.
Thank you, Terry. Have a great day.
You bet. Michelle Siebert, always bubbly, and she just has so much going on at that park. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, Steve Schweitzer is going to join us, and we're going to talk about some high country fly fishing and some other fly fishing. Steve's a noted author and an experienced fly fisherman. Also, we got a question about what line do I recommend for bait casting reels? I will try to address that in the next couple segments. It may be next hour before I get to it, but I will definitely talk about it before the end of the show on line for bait casting reels. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear, serving the outdoor enthusiast for 65 years.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.